My dearly beloved in Christ, today's gospel is very similar to that of last Sunday. Predictions of our Lord concerning the end of time, the end of the world, and the general judgment. And as we read these words, we hear our Lord talking about the signs that will signify the end of time. The sun will stop giving her light. The stars will fall from heaven. In effect, this world will fail. As our Lord said, heaven and earth will pass away. And indeed, we see that the state of this world is one of decay, we might say. We can look at different things in nature and see that there is a downward trajectory. And I'll give you one example. There are continuously, over time, there is the disappearance, the extinction of various species. And so we see that the order or the world as God created is gradually, you might say, on a downward trajectory towards its demise. But St. John tells us in the Apocalypse that after the end of this world, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, so that this world will end in fire. This world will be consumed, and that after that, there will be, again, a new creation. But if this world that we are familiar with will fail, if this order and nature that we again are so familiar with will come to an end, that should show us how feeble it is, how subject to fail, to dissolution. And if that be the case, why then should we attach our hearts to the things of this world? We recall the words of our Lord before Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." And we think about all of the people that live in the world. And we could say, as St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, that they can be divided into two groups. There is the group of those who are working for heaven. They are striving to avoid sin, to live a life pleasing to Almighty God in order to get to heaven, because they place their trust in their treasure, like our Lord said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Their treasure is in heaven, the things of eternity. On the other hand, sadly, a vast number, far greater, are those who are living for this world. They're living for pleasure or for a good name, wealth, to make friends, and so forth. So they place their treasure in the passing things, the temporary things of this life. So we are confronted by these two ways of living. One, to make use of the things of this world for our life, for our needs, but to work for eternity, and the other, to strive to get the most pleasure, the most fun out of this world for those who are living only for this life. These, again, are the two groups, the two ways of living. Now, if we think of maxims, sayings, let us think about some spiritual sayings. Our Lord said, "What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but lose his immortal soul?" The world says, its maxim is live for the present day, because we're not going to live forever, so you've got to get the most you can out of this world. Live it up. Get the most pleasure you can out of life. Strive to acquire as much wealth as you can, to have as many friends as you can obtain, as you can cultivate, to earn a name for yourself. So we look at the difference between the maxims of this world and those of our Lord, the Son of God. And yet Jesus said in today's gospel, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Our Lord's maxims are the eternal truths that will last forever. So this is something we should reflect upon really often, but especially today on the first Sunday of Advent. Advent is a time when we are preparing during this short season of about 4 weeks, symbolizing the 4,000 years of waiting in the Old Testament. And we are preparing to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Think about the longing, the yearning of good and holy people in the Old Testament. How much they recognize the defects in this life. How they yearn for a Redeemer to ransom them from the chains of original sin, to reopen the gates of heaven, to come down into this world and fulfill the promise that was made by God at the time of that first sin, to redeem mankind. And we strive, even though we know our Lord has come, and we are preparing to celebrate his birth, which has already taken place, nevertheless, we should think about what this world is like without our Lord. In the Old Testament, there was so much idolatry, so much immorality, and there was this group of people, this chosen people, who were striving to keep alive that promise, and yet even they so often fell away from God's will. We find ourselves surrounded by a world where there is a new paganism, a neo-paganism. Our Lord has come, has brought his truth into the world, and yet so many people now are rejecting that truth and they're going back to the paganism that existed before Christianity was spread abroad in the world. What a tragic state. We could say that they are in worse shape than the people who lived before our Lord came. And there is a greater culpability because we know what our Lord came to teach. We know the path to heaven. And for those who don't live it, they have no excuse. So we must be careful not to follow that path, but to follow the narrow path of living God's commandments, avoiding the spirit of the world, pursuing our spiritual goal. And we do that through a good prayer life. Praying the rosary, saying our morning and night prayers, avoiding occasions of sin, being careful about the company we keep, and again, living for eternity. Think about those things during Advent when this contrast is so starkly brought before our minds, because we see so many people running around, hustle and bustle and shopping and having their parties and all of this celebration, when we should be preparing to celebrate in a spiritual way our Lord's birth among men, the greatest event of history, the Son of God coming down into the world in order to save us. Let us prepare well during the season of Advent, and above all, avoid that spirit of the world which pulls so many souls away from the purpose for which God created. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.